We asked Bill Crahan to discuss music theory and his theory of using different scales and modes to capture the mood of a piece.
When I'm designing music in terms of its integration for radio theater, I envision it much the same way I would imagine a film director might decide on a particular location to shoot a film. The challenge is to attempt to create an atmosphere where the characters in the script come to life. I think of it literally as aural scene painting. In this respect, a composer is really a sort of musical architect. Through the use of scales and chords set to rhythm, the composer builds an aural landscape or a backdrop for a scene to take place. The first question I ask myself when I'm considering the choice of music to underscore a particular scene is, what is the mood that is implied in the script and how can I augment this with the music? Certainly the primary consideration in deciding upon what music to use is deciding on a scale base. A musical scale is a set of notes arranged in a given order with a prescribed interval in between them. The most common scale in Western music is the major scale, which sounds like this. Also, another important scale is the minor scale, and it sounds like this. Now, if we examine the intervals, or the distance between the notes of a major scale, we discover its formula to be starting on the first pitch, a whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, half step. Now, with this in mind, we can really start a scale any place on any given pitch and recreate the same scale. For example, we could start on F or G or A. So the notes have the same relationship to each other. Now, the major scale is also kind of a good focal point for understanding the use of other related scales known as modes. The modes are actually derived from the same major scale. However, the tonal center or the starting point has shifted. For example, in the C major scale, which, by the way, is also known as the Ionian mode, we can take those notes and we can, instead of starting on C, we can start on D. And now we come up with this. Okay, or the Dorian mode. And consequently, the chords associated with this will change also. Lots of times, you hear a lot in biblical films, you'll hear stuff like this. Okay, now those are just using the tones related to the Dorian mode. In fact, it's real similar to the minor scale, which sounds like this. So there's a slight difference. Other modes, real quickly, are the Phrygian mode, the Lydian mode, Mixolydian, Aeolian, Locrian, and then we've come full circle and we have the Ionian mode, or the major scale again. Now, I would like to play for you a short little excerpt where I'm improvising on the piano behind storyteller Jack Wright during a live broadcast on KANU in December of 1990.
I want to share with you Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Match Girl. It was late on a bitterly cold New Year's Eve. The snow was falling. A poor little girl was wandering in the dark, cold streets. She was bareheaded and barefoot. She had slippers on her feet when she left home, but they were not much good, for they were so huge. They'd last been worn by her mother, and they fell off in the poor little girl's feet when she was running across the road to avoid those two big carriages that went rolling rapidly by. One of the shoes could not be found at all. She searched for it, but the other was picked up by a little boy who ran off with it, shouting, "I'm going to use it for a cradle. That's what I'm going to do."
Now, there are two important aspects at work here in this scene that we've just listened to. First of all, we have a theme, and I guess for the sake of tagging it, we can call it the Little Match Girl's theme. Now, here I am just using the first and the fifth scale degree of the major scale. And I'm playing them rhythmically in different registers, so we have this kind of effect. Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to represent the flame of a match as it might flicker in the wind. Now, this is both underscoring and it's also could be considered thematic material or a thematic motive. Now, as the theme progresses, I improvise on the Lydian scale. Now, when I was a music student in school, one of my composition professors made the comment that if you boil music down to its component parts, you simply have tension and release. You can have harmonic tension or dissonance and release or resolve. Also, you can create rhythmic tension, as in the flickering of the match. So that would be the first half of the underscoring. The second part, the use of the Lydian scale, is interesting because it has kind of a pensive quality to it due to the dissonance or the tension created between the first and the fourth scale degree, because the fourth scale degree in the Lydian scale is raised and creating a tritone, a very dissonant interval. Now here would be the Lydian scale. Very similar to the major scale, which is this. But instead the fourth scale degree has been raised and you have this kind of tension in it. Now when you apply that to the melody, it sounds like this. Tension that's created, and to me this adds a little bit of uncertainty. There's a sense of unresolve in this particular scale, and that's why I think it fits this particular story. Now we can go ahead and we can roll the example again, and maybe you'll be able to make this connection.
I want to share with you Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Match Girl. It was late on a bitterly cold New Year's Eve. The snow was falling. A poor little girl was wandering in the dark, cold streets. She was bareheaded and barefoot. She had slippers on her feet when she left home, but they were not much good, for they were so huge. They'd last been worn by her mother, and they fell off in the poor little girl's feet when she was running across the road to avoid those two big carriages that went rolling rapidly by. One of the shoes could not be found at all. She searched for it, but the other was picked up by a little boy who ran off with it shouting, "I'm going to use it for a cradle. That's what I'm going to do."
There are other scales that are not related to the major scale, which prove very useful in creating an aural landscape as well. One of the most used and recognized is the whole tone scale, which is a stack of five whole steps. Sounds like this. Okay. Now, this scale almost always is associated with dreams and is often used as bridge music to segue in and out of flashback sequences. Usually it sounds something like this when they put them all together. Then another type of scale relates to a nationality or to foreign music. I'll give you an example of this. Now, these are interesting also because there are, it's not even half steps, just half steps and whole steps, but it also employs the jumps of a third or more. In Southeast Asia, there's a scale that's called the Kamoi scale, which is a really interesting sounding scale, and it's comprised of an E, an F, A, B, C, and E. So now there are lots of books available that discuss scales, and I don't really want to get into it too much, but there's quite a few. Just to name some of them, there's the Hungarian Gypsy scale, or the Ethiopian scale, the Jewish scale, Byzantine, Hawaiian, and so forth. And it's really interesting, and these are really good source materials for laying a backdrop in a foreign country. In essence, what a composer, or for that matter, a radio theater producer choosing recorded music for a particular piece tries to do through the music is attempt to portray a kind of musical archetype, something that frames a time and place, and on a subliminal level is symbolic of underlying mood of a work. The use of scales and modes and the idea of tension and release for me is the first consideration and is very basic in my approach when designing a musical landscape.
Skip Peasy.